It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Josh Fernier. You know, Vern, I like this. We're talking to you every day. It's fun. The Royals are winning. Why not? We just keep doing this all month, as I said.
Hey, I'm with it. I appreciate you guys having me on. I love how quickly the PA people in Baltimore went to that Fleetwood Mac, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. I mean, it was strike three, don't stop. Yeah. Oh, man, that was hilarious.
I got to be honest. Like, if I were anybody who lived in Baltimore, Vern, I would hate Kansas City as a city.
Oh,
every
sure.
time they face us in sure. sports, it goes horrible for them.
Yeah, Buffalo, Baltimore. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes has created quite a few enemies, and now the baseball team helping out with it. And look, the 9 straight postseason defeats dates back to Haas, Moose, Kane, and the boys sweeping them back in 2014. Man, that place is going to be rocking early. But if the Royals are able to score the momentum, I think they can completely kill the crowd early because of what you're saying, right? They're already fearful of that jersey, of that KC. They're already fearful of, once again, a quick exit in October. I think Seth Lugo, Bobby Vinny, and the guys have the chance to take the crowd out of the game right away.
And that pitching, you know, we've talked about it for months and months and months, and it is interesting, though. The starting pitching we had faith in, understandably so, that Cole Reagans was going to go out there and deal. But to see the bullpen do what they did, if I would have told you, Vern, a month ago that, hey, the Royals are going to make the playoffs, there's going to be a playoff game that they win, and they win 1-0. A lot of people would have called us crazy, I think, considering the struggles this bullpen has had all year. And yet, yesterday, Long and Bubich and Urseg were just perfect.
Yeah, if you would have told me a few months ago they win 1-0, I'm thinking Lugo went the distance, I'm thinking Reagans went the distance, and Bobby went bridge, and that's how they walk away with the victory. No, listen, and the thing that's strange is we all talked about it in July and August. We talked about it in June, about how different, come October, the bullpen will look, not only with the possibility of an Alec Marsh, even though he's not there, but a Brady Singer, acquisitions after the trade deadline. We knew Chris Bubich was going to be able to help this team at some point. We wondered if Daniel Lynch could help this team at some point. But while we said it, while we knew the bullpen was going to be different in the postseason, I don't think we thought that to a man they would all be putting up the eye-popping numbers that they are. I'm not surprised Chris Bubich is good. I'm not surprised that Lucas Urseg is pitching well, but everyone is pitching well. We'll see what you eventually get from a Michael Lorenzen, but John Schreiber's been throwing the ball well. I can't wait to see Angel Zerpa get an opportunity. Hopefully, maybe not today. Hopefully Seth Lugo could just hand the ball to Lucas Urseg. But yeah, the fact that this team that all season has been led by starting pitching, defense, base running, and 3 of the most clutch bats in all of Major League Baseball. You know, that alone in April, May, and June, we thought would be enough to get this team into competitive games into September and hopefully into October, let alone throw on top of that an upper echelon bullpen. That, you know, along with a big bat of Michael Massey. We'll see what Hunter Renfro can do today. You know, suddenly now you're talking about one of, maybe not the most well-rounded team, but like we've talked about all year, there is no great team. Every team has a flaw. And if you're telling me the Royals' flaw is 2/3 of their lineup, But their bullpen's good. Their rotation's good. Their defense is good. Their team speed is good. The middle of their lineup is good. Yeah, you'll stack that squad up against anybody.
I think one thing that stood out again for the pitching yesterday, it stood out on its own right, Vern, but going into postseason games, there's always the big unknown with a team like the Royals where Reagan's never pitched in the in the playoffs. Urseg, right. Bubic, right. Long, these guys have never played in that moment in a 1-0 game, in a postseason game in which they know the stats the same as we do. Win this game, and in the wild card round right now, the teams are 8-0 and advancing in that over the last 2 years. The fact that none of them had pitched in the bullpen, or pitched in the postseason, sorry, and pitched like that is what stood out to me. I know Reagan's is good, but pitching in the postseason is different.
Right, and there were so many battles, right? It's not as if those 8 punch-outs that he put together, it was boom, 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 go sit down. No, it's 6, 7, 8 pitch battles. You know, 9 with Ryan Mountcastle to finish off his 6th inning of work. Reagan's just refused to give in yesterday. It was a joy to watch him. You know, Salvi comes up big with Lucas Urseg there in the 9th inning, but, man, when your changeup's bouncing between 92, 93, and guys are looking lost on it because they're sitting triple digits, I come away really impressed with Urseg, really impressed with Cole Reagans, really impressed with Michael Garcia as well in his first playoff game. You know, that was a very composed 8-pitch walk that he drew with one out there in the 6th inning. Michael Massey not trying to do anything more than what is requested on the scoreboard, right? Man in scoring position, one out at worst. Get that guy to third base. Michael Massey executes. And then Bobby Witt Jr., you know, his first ever big league game, he hits the game-winning RBI, and now his first ever postseason game, he comes through with the game-winning RBI. Very Derek Jeter-esque, where every big moment that Jeter seemed to find himself in,
that's Cody's favorite
it was storybook, right? 3,000 hits, it's a home run. His final at-bat at Yankee Stadium, it's big. His first postseason, he's hitting bombs left and right. Bobby Witt Jr.'s storybook start to his career just obviously continues yesterday.
Were you surprised they pitched to him, Vern?
No, I wasn't. But as you know, time went on, I guess I became more surprised that they didn't. I understand Brandon Hyde leaving it to Corbin Burnes, or at least I understand his explanation after the game, right? Burnes is pitching his tail off. He knows what to do out there. Don't give Bobby anything to hit. He gave him something to hit, and he paid for it. Now, you know, am I going to lay blame at the feet of Brandon Hyde that his team lost 1-0? I can't do that. I got to give credit to Bobby for executing. But at the same time, I do understand those that are saying, someone's got to be the adult in the room. And you can't expect two lions that are growling at each other to understand, you know what, we probably shouldn't do this. No, they're going to fight. They're going to go at it. They want to compete. And there needed to be an adult in the room to go, no, Lions. I don't want you to face this behemoth. How about you take down this lion over here that can't feel his thumb right now?
I think that's it. If it's like any other time in the game, that's what Alex and I were talking about, any other time of the season, we're probably having a different conversation. But because the guy had taken a month off with a broken thumb, I mean, the moment kind of dictates the action, I feel like, at that point.
Yeah. But, again, I understand the skipper not putting the 4 fingers up, believing that his 4-time All-Star right-hander, the former Cy Young Award winner, would understand that that cutter can't be on the outer third. It needs to be off the plate, and you want him chasing it. He failed to execute. Bobby did execute, and really that, to me, is what yesterday's game was about, because the Orioles had opportunities. Right, a leadoff double in the third, a man on second with one out in the 5th inning that should have scored on Cedric Mullins' single to center, but poor base running by Baltimore picks up MJ Melendez, who showcased some poor defense yesterday in left field. But it comes down to the little things. It comes down to execution, and the Royals executed better than Baltimore.
Thinking of just managing a game, knowing today is it's do or die for the Orioles, but it's also a chance for the Royals to clinch and not have to get to a game 3. How do you think maybe late in this game, let's say the Royals do have a lead, how do you think you could change how he manages, if at all, based on like, hey, the balance of there could be a game 3, but also if you've got a chance to actually end this thing, does he push Urseg and you got multiple outs yesterday.
Yes.
Do you think he's willing to go four or five more outs today if that's what's necessary?
For sure.
Okay.
Without question. And then again tomorrow. Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's, to me, the most interesting thing about this game today is that killer instinct, that Patrick Mahomes-like killer instinct, the instinct that I think that 2014 team adopted in Anaheim with those two walk-off home runs, where they understood, man, you can't blink in these games, because when you do, you're going to pay for it. That's what happened in those first two contests back in 2014. Anaheim blinked and the Royals pounced. You can't let up for a second. That's what the greats have done for years, and that's what if the Royals want to be a great team, you got to finish this team off. Don't get it done today. You got the horse. You got the advantage up and down. Really the tail of the tape heading into today. I know it's in their yard, but like we mentioned, man, it could feel like a home game real quick.
We mentioned some of the numbers for Hunter Renfroe off the Orioles pitcher today. Are you surprised the one change, just Tommy Pham flipping him with Hunter Renfroe today?
No. Honestly, yesterday I was somewhat surprised that they didn't have Paul DeJong in the lineup because of his ability to change the game with one swing. He had good numbers against Corbin Burns. He has good numbers again today against Zach Eflin, and he once again sees a day out of the lineup. So Q riding with the guys that, for the most part, got him here, and the things that got him here, pitching, defense, and team speed, and there's no doubt about it, the arm of Hunter Renfroe, to me, makes up for whatever slight speed advantage Tommy Pham brings out there in right.
Vern, too early based on Venezuelan Winter League and one playoff game to just assume Mikel Garcia is a gamer? Like, he had bad 60 days, man. He's been bad August and September. He gets into one playoff game.
Year.
He finds himself, he finds himself on base. He gets himself to second base. He scores the winning run. I don't, you know, like, some guys are just meant for bigger playoff moments, and it certainly felt like maybe he was just waiting for this to come alive.
Well, I stop doing that if you want to remain a big leaguer. don't wait 6 months. But and to me, Mikel's been that guy, a guy that enjoys the spotlight, enjoys the attention, enjoys the big crowd, but he's got to do it again, right? You know, nice day all around for Mikel, but I'm not going to make too much out of it, right? Eske had a nice game and then kept having nice games, and now he's a Royals Hall of Famer. It was, a very composed plate appearance there in the sixth. Steals another bag in the ninth, plays a good third base. He's a good player. It just seems as if the focus wanders at times, and I know he beats himself up more than anybody else. If he can just keep a positive voice in his head, sky's the limit, because he has all the talent in the world.
Vern, we're here at Jefferson's in Lenexa to watch the game again today. I've said I'll buy 10, $1. Royals rally shots if Vinny hits a home run. You want to commit to $10 if something happens?
Yes.
Vinny home run, or you want something else?
Oh, I'll say Salvi, because I'm going to bet this anyway. So
Okay. Let's
just go. Well, no, because then if I win my money, then I'm just giving it all away.
Yeah, it's more fun. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I don't want it to be the bet. You know what? I'll just piggyback off of you. Vinny, man, what a teammate. What a warrior. Yeah, I'll put another 10 on
then
it.
Then we got 20.
I was going to say, Vern, we'll have to have a rally shot for you. You were very much missed at the watch party. There were multiple people that came up to us, people that were screaming to the
wanting
boss.
To fight me.
Wanting to fight you, that you were not here. So I just want to let you know, that's how much you're loved in this city, you know?
Yeah, well, that's because they won. Let them lose today, and they'll be running me out of town as soon as they can.
There you go. That's Josh. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.